Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
941, and even though we're no longer considered to be a swing state, former President Trump is in Florida today. He'll be rallying supporters in Doral a bit later tonight. We're waiting on that announcement of his running mate. It could happen today. Could happen any day. Ahead of the Republican National Convention next week in Milwaukee, WOKV Samantha Manning begins our live team coverage of You Decide 2024 from our Washington newsroom. Where is the latest on the when and the who? That's the big question, Sam.
Yeah, so Rich, we know fundraisers have been planned. We know a decal featuring his or her name will soon be placed on the future Republican vice presidential candidate's plane. The only thing left is the announcement. Senior advisors and longtime allies insist they still don't know who he's going to choose to join him on the ticket, with many believing that the name is still in flux. In an interview with Fox News that aired last night, former President Trump said he has not made a final decision, but has ideas on where they're going. Now, as you mentioned, he has two rallies planned, the first scheduled for tonight at his golf club in Doral. And we're hearing that Senator Marco Rubio will be in attendance at that event. That's according to an advisor familiar with the senator's plans, who spoke anonymously to the Associated Press. And so, of course, Marco Rubio is one of the names that have been thrown out there, but still no word yet on who he's going to choose.
And because there have been a handful, I would say maybe less than a half dozen or somewhere around a half dozen or so names, Rubio on that list, Glenn Youngkin and Doug Burgum and a few others. Do the candidates or those who are being vetted even know when and where and what that process might ultimately look like? It's probably going to be much different than when he chose Mike Pence all those years ago for the 2016 campaign.
Right. So the names that have been out there so far, they are saying that they're in the dark. On CNN over the weekend, Senator Rubio said he's been in the dark, saying he's heard nothing, he knows nothing. On NBC's Meet the Press, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, another contender, said he also has not gotten any news one way or the other. Same thing with South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. He has, you know, yet to say that he knows. Now, whether or not they're hearing some information behind the scenes, we're not too sure, but publicly they're saying that they have not heard either way.
All right, so we'll see whether or not the announcement comes over the coming days or if it's going to be on the eve of the Republican National Convention that gets going in Milwaukee again next week, and we'll have coverage for you throughout the next several days.